This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Man, you've got a great story in how you're helping in transition, so take us back a little bit. You were born in Atlanta Projects. Take us back and up and kind of tell us the background about you and kind of take us on a quick journey.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I grew up being raised by a single mom in Southwest Atlanta, raising three kids. So growing up in the inner city, and you had violence all around you, drug dealers on every corner, police up and down the street every hour on the hour. And my biggest fear when I was little, I can always recall hearing the ambulance and police sirens going by, and I was just always praying and hoping that they was never going to my house. So it was like a perpetual fear. But over that period of time, we did a lot of moving. Pretty much every other year, my mom would move us to a different location, different environment. And at that point in time, I didn't understand it. I just thought she liked moving. But really, at the end of the day, she was teaching me a valuable lesson to never settle. If you don't like your environment or situation, you don't settle. So we had a chance to eventually move around. And we finally moved out of the inner city of Atlanta down to Griffin, Georgia. And I remember a Christmas came and we finally had a chance to do some Christmas stuff this particular year. And we started shopping in October for the Christmas gifts. And Christmas came around, December 12th came around, 25th came around and it passed. And then sure enough, January comes around. And that's when we finally celebrated Christmas. And I didn't understand it, but I only remember my mom saying, we got to wait until the taxes come in. So at that moment, things started just kind of just the trigger to me that I could be more, do more, have a better life that I would make for the life we were living, that there was more to live, more to do, more to have. And that's when kind of the burning desire to be more, do more, have more set in, and I wasn't sure exactly how. And my mom had a chance to meet her boyfriend then, which is now today her husband, and things took a change for the better. He had a job, and now she wasn't raising three kids by herself. He had some kids of his own, and the family became like the modern day Brady Bunch. So things got better to a degree. However, that hunger to be more, do more, have more still kind of drove me. And then finally, we didn't move around as much when we got down to Griffin. And I had a chance to actually stay in a place long enough to go to high school. And when I got to high school, that's when I started trying to make a name for myself. And I realized I only had a couple options. I could either rap, I could sell drugs, or I could play sports.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.